It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
A while ago, I mean, Lingy, don't open. I've just sent you a text.
Okay.
Don't open it because it's relevant to this break.
Yeah.
Loggy, notoriously difficult when it comes to promotional photos. Yeah, she got one set when we first started on air together.
Diva-like has and, been the description.
Refuses to get new ones. Actually, no, did acquiesce to our request to actually get some more photos taken just so we could have one together, the three of us, for a promotional kind of arrangement and wasn't happy with the one that was chosen. So we came up with some other options.
I thought really good alternatives.
Do you remember what they looked like, any of them?
Yeah, the one in the high vis was top quality.
Yeah.
What would you call it? The dancing.
She was mounting you.
I wasn't. That's a horrible word.
There was another one where she was farting in your face. And there was
mounting
one
you.
One she's in a dressing gown as well. Not happy with any of those? Okay, so
not happy with
so
any
where
of
did
them.
We land on that? Did we come up with?
We just decided that we weren't going to change any of the photos.
Well,
I just didn't bring it up again.
We've got two last options. Okay, I've sent you the option number one. Have a look. Tell me what you think.
Okay, here we go. What? What is that?
Well, you describe what you're looking at.
I'm looking at. I thought originally it was two knees, but I've got an ass face.
Yeah,
it's an ass. Yeah. Is it your ass?
No, it's a Getty Images ass. according to Steve Day from our digital department, I said to him, "Where'd you get that photo, mate? Was that just in your phone? Whose butt is that? Is that your butt?
You have superimposed an actual ass, a bare ass, on my face.
I haven't done anything, mate.
What
I'm just
the
giving
hell
you,
even
I'm just
is
giving
that?
You options, okay? So that's option. Probably option number eight, to be honest with you. And here.
A bare ass face.
I'll airdrop you the other one, except this.
Okay, fine.
Don't look at it before you accept
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm accepting it. Here we go.
Have a look at that one. What do you reckon of this one?
That's the worst.
I reckon that's the one we go with.
No. Scotty from marketing on my face. ScoMo.
It's Tom Lingy and ScoMo.
No, that is terrifyingly a no.
So which one are you choosing then?
I'll choose the ass face.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955. This is it. Guess the year.
Yeah, Geelong, South Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. It's a Tuesday game for Tuesday 22/02/2022.
It's Tuesday, mate.
Twos. So many twos.
Mm.
Richie Benno would love that, wouldn't he?
Oh, two. Bless.
May he rest. Okay, so the game works like this. We play a little bit of a song. We cast our minds back through the mists of time. Work out where we were, what we were doing when we first heard the song. And then, Lingy, that gives us an opportunity to kind of drill down on what year it may have been released.
Sort of going a little bit circa, sort of 1965.
Oh, you never know. Sometimes they throw in a
maybe?
Random one.
Yeah. Well, I had one that was like classical music, and I was 100 years off, but I still won because I was closest to without going over.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That was a while ago.
You don't know your classical music?
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a classical pianist.
She is.
Really?
Oh, I was. Not anymore.
So you're a classical pianist.
I used to listen to classical music.
And a DJ.
And hard trance. I'm an enigma, Lingy.
You're a very impressive pianist.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't really show my penis skills to many.
It's more of a surprise penis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you have a name for that? Like you had a DJ name?
No, I was just Lauren the penis.
Okay.
Do we want to play the game or just keep going with the penis gear? I'm really enjoying it.
Go on.
All right. So we write it down on a piece of paper. We reveal in three. It's closer to without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
Yes.
Thanks,
everybody got their pen?
I'm proud.
Best of three. Everybody ready to go? You got your pen and paper ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We should do a round of this where you play the songs on piano. Get the little Casio out.
Or maybe I can DJ it.
No. Okay. All right, question number one. quite 1964 Beatles, but
not quite. Not quite.
Great film clip.
Okay.
Also, people would say that's slightly weird film clip now. I mean, you're kind of following a chick down the alleyway.
Oh, okay. It is quite weird. Revealing 3, 2, 1.
1982.
Oh, okay, here we go.
The year was 1987.
Me?
Yeah. You said 5. What did you say, Tom?
I said 4.
I said 2. Oh, that's
well done,
Lingy. Well done.
Best of a mediocre group.
Lingy, 1.
Thanks.
No, that's the whole show, mate. Question number 2. Ooh, I'm a
rebel just for kicks. Okay. I remember crying in Townsville.
Okay.
It's on radio.
So if I've listened to all your stories about how many times you've cried, I should be able to know what year this is.
Well, because I mentioned on air that that was the old song reinvented. Oh. Got a nana, Mr. Postman. And I got yelled at, and so I cried. Really? Yeah. Got yelled at.
You really get yelled at?
Yeah, I did. That's why I love you so much.
Did you get yelled at on air?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Absolute turd.
Remind me not to yell at you on air at any stage.
So,
I never would love it.
What about a year, though?
What about the year? Do you know what? I think I've gone 1 year over. I think my tears have let me down.
I'm just going to undercut myself a year because you've just said that.
Damn.
So just that.
Okay.
Reveal, you're right, Lenny?
Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
2017. Damn.
What?
2006.
Yeah.
No, I reckon. He actually might be closest to because he's the only one that doesn't go over.
But
let's try
that. Off.
The year was 2017.
Yes,
the
nose.
Done, Log.
I knew those tears. Okay. I knew those tears.
So 1 point apiece. How's this next one going to play out? Will we get a winner from question number 3? Speaking of the author.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, this is a hard one. Okay.
I'm going with my same answer as the last one.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
I just wrote down the same thing, I think.
Oh, I have no idea what either of you are talking about, so I've got a number.
3, 2, 1.
The 2000.
Oh, okay.
The year was 2004.
Yeah, baby. That's what
we Well done, mate.
Oh, take it! you're all right over there, Tom?
Mate, I am juggling a lot of balls.
I know you are.
And also not caring a heap. So.
Let me use my penis fingers to help you.
Keep them away from me, please.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie. On K-Rock.
Bit of background on this situation. Yesterday, we were talking about you starting up a Cameo. Now, for people who don't know, Cameo is where celebrities do personalised videos for a price, and they can set their
own price. It can be from $1 to $1,000 or more.
Like, can I background the background?
Yes.
We were not talking about me doing it. You were talking about the fact that these celebrities do this.
Simon Levive, who's the Tinder swindler, is now making money by doing cameos. And then we got to saying, hey, you should do cameos, Lingy, to make us money because we let you on our show. We should be compensated.
And your business proposal was charge $10 per cameo.
Well,
you're going to take 7, Tommy's taking 5, and I've got to pay $2.
Right. Yeah. We then didn't set we didn't set anything in stone in regards to price.
No.
Okay? Because Tom and I weren't sure. So we put it to the people. Okay? We put it up on Insta, and I said, how much would you pay for a personalised video from Lingy?
Well, this sounds like an OnlyCams update because we did decide that we were going to go, you know, go around the Cameo business model just because we were concerned that out of the $7, $5 and then the $2 that you pay,
I was going to pay more commission to them.
They would take a cut.
So we're thinking about you.
With that in mind, we would like to launch OnlyCams.
Got someone special who's celebrating a birthday or other event?
Fire them at me.
Why not get on?
Oh, dear.
Only Cams.
It was all part of the deal.
The only place to get exclusive.
It starts with C.
Cameron Ling content.
Get to know me.
Oh, dear.
That is selective editing. None of that was said in that context.
Mate, you sounded saucy. It's not editing.
I'm going to go check my fine print in my contract. It's got to be somewhere there.
This is the thing, though. I mean, if that hasn't got you excited, is this?
That's a tune.
Love it. Starts with a C.
Oh, dear.
Big Cameron.
Get to know me.
How much would you pay between $1 to $10 or $30 to $50 were the two options that people could choose from on Insta Stories? 53% to 47%, very close. Mm. 53% of people said they would pay between $30 and $50 for you.
Hey, look at you, fancy
look
pants.
You.
Now, if you'd given the other option of I wouldn't pay a single cent
no.
to get a message from him,
I just
you would have got
a bigger call
percentage.
From a lovely lady called Ray. Now, she called up and said I turned 44 on the 4th of the 4th 04, right? And we're like, that's great, but not what we're looking for today.
No.
But then she said that she loves you. She's not even a cat supporter. She loves you being on the show. And we said, well, do you love him so much you'd pay for him?
Oh,
not human traffic style, but no, just but like, you know, cat,
well,
only
pay,
cam style.
Pay for a video, yeah.
And we said, how much would you pay? Not giving her any parameters. She said, around $200.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Now, Ray, thank you so much for your wonderful support.
That's on OnlyCare.
Do not get sucked into the nonsense of these two.
He'll give you the big C.
Don't.
Can you turn down her microphone
well,
a second,
yeah,
please,
I would appreciate it if
concerned.
You didn't move your body like that
Sorry.
In the studio. It's inappropriate in the workplace. Anything you'd like anything you'd like to say, Cameron?
Oh, I don't want to say anything.
Okay, all right. Well, let's just get out like this.
Got someone special who's celebrating a birthday or other event?
Fire them at me.
Why not get on?
Oh, dear.
Only Cams.
Well, it's all part of the deal.
The only place to get exclusive.
It starts with C.
Cameron Ling content.
Get to know me.
Dom and Long. K-Rock.